So we're testing out Shannon's microphone.
Test, baby, one, two, three. Just testing out. I have a new headset. It's a gaming headset with a giant boom microphone in front of my face. So I can't hear myself. So I want to make sure that everyone else can hear me nicely. Mm-hmm. Maggie thinks it's a go. So we're doing a quick test right here. And then we're going to come back in a second.
Is this actually going on the episode?
I don't know. I just wanted a nice
you
little...
You sounded like you were talking... Okay, sorry. Go. End.
Now it is, okay? Now it is.
Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon. I'm already drunk.
Suis son sac de vie.
There's only room for one potato dish at the dinner table on Thanksgiving. What is your, you only get a sweet potato dish or a potato. You only get one. What is your Thanksgiving potatoes?
It's fucking mashed potatoes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's the only correct answer.
That's the only correct answer.
If you say something other than mashed potatoes, get the fuck off.
You're dead to us. Dead to us.
That is as terrible as not understanding why you would go to Taco Bell for shame eating. I love a good callback.
I do feel, though, that, I mean, obviously the answer is mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
However, I feel like sweet potatoes can get away with being a dessert. Mm. Like there's always like a sweet potato casserole with like marshmallows and shit on it somewhere, you know?
Okay, side question. Why is it that Midwesterners will like make Jell-O and call it a salad and make dessert and call it a casserole? What is this?
I know, man. Don't know.
You grew up in Florida. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I get the casserole thing, but I don't know why, like... I mean, a sweet potato casserole is a legit dessert. So is it because it's like made in a casserole dish?
I don't know.
Because there's also sweet potato pie, but that's right. Not the same as the casserole.
Right. No.
Different.
So you were starting to say that like you could get away with sweet potatoes. Here's the thing that I would get away with. If somebody was like, we aren't doing mashed potatoes this year, we're doing cheesy potatoes, I'd be like, okay. like shrug. I'm not gonna like argue with you, like why you made this choice. Okay, but like I do love cheesy potatoes of all kinds, so I'm not gonna like complain about this.
I would let that slide.
Yeah, I knew you would.
but not the cheesy potatoes that are in the cheesy sauce. The slice, yes. No all gratin potatoes.
My mom's all gratin potatoes are amazing.
I would taste them to see.
Okay, that's fair.
The all gratin potatoes I grew up on everything came out of a box in a can. Okay.
Oh no, my mom like mandoline slices hers and like puts layers of ricotta and cheese and like so.
In my house, everything came out of a box or a can. And so all gratin potatoes came out of a box.
Yeah, I know which ones you're talking about.
Dehydrated potato slices.
Yeah.
And cheesy powder sauce.
Now I really want you to have my mom's all gratin potatoes.
So
I would make them on Christmas Day.
I would taste homemade ones.
Yeah.
To give it another go.
Right.
But because... As much as I'm a fan of cheese and potatoes, for some reason, like all gratin potatoes are just like not my jam.
That's fine. I get it.
But cheesy potatoes, like the diced cheesy potatoes. Yes. Yeah. Those I eat.
Or even, I mean, I just meant any kind of potatoes and cheese. If they were like, here, we're having twice baked potatoes, but we smothered it in cheese. I'd be like, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, a baked potato is still a Twice baked potato is like an individual serving of a mashed potato.
In
potato skin covered in deliciousness. So,
So the correct answer is mashed potatoes. That's what we make. That's what we want.
Yes.
But like, if you served us cheese potatoes, Shannon and I would sit there with a little question mark over our heads.
We would still be judging you, but.
Right.
Since you provided an adequate substitute, we would not walk out of your dinner. However, if you were just like, if you were fucking doing, and I love these on a normal day, but not at Thanksgiving, like just like a dish of fucking Redskin potatoes.
Right. Like,
go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Like, yes, they're delicious, but no, like mashed potatoes or some form of other mashed potato substance covered in deliciousness. Like,
right.
Those are your choices.
Those are the choices. Welcome to our Thanksgiving episode.
In celebration, I am eating a pecan pie smothered in freshly homemade whipped cream. So, which is not hard to do. And I do it all the time now. So I really recommend people just keeping a little pint, little half gallon of heavy whipping cream on hand at all times. And you can just like whip up a little batch anytime you need some. I got an emulsifier blender because of that.
Okay.
Because I hated getting the whole hand blender out.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, it's a production. And so like, I bought the emulsion blender.
So Shannon looks like she's jerking off a bunch of dicks. So that was why I asked her to show me again, you guys. Like she's going hard on all those dicks.
All those Thanksgiving whipped cream dicks. So I legit bought an emulsifier blender. Right.
Yep.
Just so I could blend like half a cup of whipped cream in my measuring cup and not have to get out the full like hand blender. Mm-hmm. Which I've also used for soup like 3 times now.
That's good.
So it's already paid off as an investment.
I approve. Change approved. Well, I was going to eat birthday cake, but I decided I'm full and my birthday cake is a gut bomb. So you guys, you remember last week was my birthday episode.
Woo! And
I am older now. Woohoo. My mom.
Older, not wiser.
Not even a tiny bit. I convinced my mom to make me this flourless chocolate and peanut butter cake.
Dude, it was thick.
Yeah.
Thick like a black dick. Like thick.
Yeah.
No wonder it sits in your belly because that bitch is thick.
It is thick. So, thick. I mean, imagine how thick and dense a regular flourless chocolate cake is. It's that. And then a big fatty layer of peanut butter frosting. And then a big fatty layer of chocolate ganache. And then a bunch of chopped up peanut butter cups on top. And what kind of peanut butter cups did I get? Fucking Justin's. This is my goddamn birthday. I'm not getting no Reese's cups. I got Justin's mini peanut butter cups. So I'm just going to re-show you a picture of my cake just to re-show.
Oh, yeah. Send that to me so I can put it on our page.
Okay.
When I post this episode.
Yeah, that cake is amazingly delicious. And a gut bomb. Like it is painful and delicious and painful to eat and delicious. Yeah, you were like, I'm gonna have pie, and I was like, I'll have cake. And then it got to time and I was like, I don't there's not room in my stomach for
no
that.
No room for your thick pie.
My thick ass pie. So yeah, that was delicious. That was an amazing birthday cake. And then I went to Ohio to visit my brother and sister-in-law, and they got me a Buckeye chocolate peanut butter ice cream pie.
Ooh.
That shit was fucking delicious, and I am devastated that I could not bring any home.
it was ice cream pie.
Yeah, it was ice cream pie. It was amazing. I would eat that all the fucking time. I was like, is there anywhere that you guys can get dry ice?
Right? I need dry ice and a styrofoam cooler stat.
Get on it. So,
where's your local Meijer? I know they have both.
They don't have one. That's the issue. There's not a Meijer where they live.
Mm-mm-mm. Need to tweet at Meijers. And what are you doing? What is up? Oh, is that your blanket?
Yes.
It looks like it's like burnt or like, it looks like you were trying to like show me something that I did on accident to something.
Oh, no, I was showing Shannon that I'm snuggling with her birthday present to me.
I got her a burrito blanket.
Shannon got me a tortilla and I am a burrito forever now.
Yeah.
I love it. I was so fucking happy. I also had put on nails that day. And so I made my mom open the package because it was all like tightly shrink wrapped. Uh-huh. I was like, open it, open it. And she was like, what is it? And I was like, you'll see, you'll see. Like, I was so excited. I wouldn't even tell her.
Or did you tell her to wrap you like a baby? Did you put it on the ground and make her wrap you?
No, I did not.
Oh my God.
I just like wrapped it around myself like that on the couch where I was like hugging myself and wrapped up as a burrito.
You need her to swaddle you. Swaddle you. So lay it out and have her. You could probably actually, you're an adult. You could probably be swaddled standing up.
Probably.
And that way you could hop somewhere.
Hop and be a burrito. My mom and I are not getting along currently. I told my therapist that we both think that we are snipping at each other. And she goes, well, at least you have that in common. And I thought that was, I know. I thought that was really funny, you bitch. Too.
Well, at least you have that in common.
Yeah, well, my other therapist on Monday, because I have many therapists, you guys, I'm real fucked up. My other therapist kept on being like, okay, well, that is not true. You are making things up. You are telling yourself stories through our entire thing. I was like, all my cousins hate me. Nobody wants me to be involved. Nobody wants to come to Christmas, even though they just went to a wedding. I want to do outdoor masked Christmas. And they did in a tent unmasked wedding. So you're hypocrites and I hate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you want to see us for Christmas, these are our rules and you will follow them. And if you can't follow them, then you can't come to Christmas.
No, they think coming to outdoor masked Christmas is too dangerous, but that in a tent unmasked wedding is fine.
Right.
And my therapist just kept on being like, well, everybody has different values. So she was just kept on trying to make me see sense, which I get is her job. But I was just like, they all hate me. Let me be upset about this.
I had sense for you too, but I knew you needed to be upset about it, which is why I didn't give you my sense.
Appreciate that. I did need to just be upset about everything.
Because you have the right to be upset. I mean, I have some sense to contribute and I didn't necessarily want to do it here. So if you want it, I'll give it to you later. But yeah, I mean, that is your therapist's job.
I just wanted to be unsensible. And I'm so glad that you're such a good best friend. I'm so glad that you picked up on that.
I kind of flipped out on my brother today. I called him. This is related. I called him to see what they were doing for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because I have, you know, how long have I been thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas, Maggie?
Literal months.
Yeah. Since like August. And I've already talked to Jenny about it a few times and I've tried to talk to my parents about it a few times. And so let me talk to John and share my ideas with him. And so I was like, hey, you know, I just want to call and see what you guys were doing for Thanksgiving. And that conversation went well. And I'm like, and what about Christmas? Have you thought about that at all yet? He's like, no, I haven't thought about that at all. And I kind of lost my shit on my brother. And I was like, what do you mean about it at all? And like, he kind of yelled back at me. And I had to take a deep breath and like I let 30 seconds go past before like I talked to him again, and he was even like, are you still there? I'm like, yes, I'm sorry that I shouted at you, but when you say I haven't thought about it, that really upset me because I've literally been thinking about it for months, and that signifies to me that you don't care. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, I know that that is not the truth at all, but when I share with you that I have been fretting about the holidays since August, and you tell me flippantly, I don't know, I haven't given it any thought, that really upset me and told my brain you don't care.
Yeah. Ooh, so I had an idea. I'm inviting you to this right now, Shannon, okay. Which is this. So Joe and Ashley always do Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
The day after.
Oh, are they doing it virtually this year? I want to do it virtually.
So we're doing mini Thanksgiving here at Mom and Dad's house, and in the evening, virtual Jackbox.
We have to invite all of our Demon Lobster friends for Thanksgiving.
There's not that many Jackbox. Like, there's not that many games that you can play with that many people.
Well, I mean, just invite them. We can take turns playing, because you're gonna have to Zoom it, right? We're gonna have to get on Zoom.
Yes.
I host a Zoom room and feed the Jackbox through the computer and share a screen.
Correct.
And then play with your phones.
Correct. That is how you do that.
If we get too many people, we can just rotate in and out.
But that's the plan.
I know. I just feel like our gaming friends should be invited to Thanksgiving.
They should.
Which, by the way, I went and visited them on their podcast 2 weeks ago. It was delightful.
Good.
Delightful. I had a wonderful time. They're doing it again this week, so I think I want to join them again.
Fun.
So, yeah. It was very nice. Oh, yeah. It was election week. So everyone was still at a loss of what to say and do. So we came up with you could talk about anything you want, but we put a 5-minute timer on it. Once that 5 minutes was up, you had to move on to the next topic so we wouldn't harp too much on politics and bullshit. So
yeah. Being in politics and bullshit, Wahlberg has COVID.
Oh no, I'm so surprised. I'm so shocked. I hope he's okay.
He got ratioed the fuck out of it, his announcement on Twitter. So
someone else old and Republican just got it too.
Nobody cares about nobody except for me and you and other people in this area, like, realize what a real shit bag he is. You know? Like, he is like just as fucking terrible as like Jim Jordan, who is Joseph's, who's very famous, or like Devin Nunes. Like, he is just as fucking terrible as any of the worst Republicans that exist.
Yeah.
So I tweeted, I got half as many likes as he got. So he announced he is a representative who announced that he got coronavirus on Twitter, and I got half as many likes as he did with this response. Well. If it isn't the consequences of your actions, enjoy the high quality healthcare that you want to keep from your constituents.
Yep. People liked
me. Mm-hmm. Very popular.
So. Is he here in the area? Are they on break, or is he in DC right now?
Yeah, he's here in the area on break.
Oh, that means he's probably one of our admitted numbers at U of M.
Who knows if he's in the hospital or not?
He just said...
Mild.
70s, in the 70s now.
I mean, I truly hope he dies.
We wouldn't be so lucky.
No, we wouldn't.
I mean, if we weren't lucky enough for someone else to kick the bucket.
No, truly, like, not a single major government person. I definitely really wanted Stephen Miller to suffer horribly and die. Like, that guy, who the one who is the brainchild of torturing children and removing them from their parents and then keeping them in prison, mm-hmm. that guy deserved to die alone, gasping for breath.
Speaking of dumpster fires, I hear our president is at it, like his, like, you know, like when you've been asked to leave a party and you trash everything on your way out the door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel that's what he's doing. Like, oh, what can I dismantle and rip apart and fuck up for the next guy on my way out the door?
I legit thought it was going to be worse than this. Yeah. Like, that is 100% what I expected him to do. And, like, anybody who's ever broken up with a narcissist knows what his little diaper baby tantrum was going to be like. Like, I am actually glad that he won't accept the election, because otherwise he would be having bigger, worse, more dangerous meltdowns than what he's already doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. He is doing that, but I thought it was going to be worse.
Right. Yeah, I do wish we could be single for a while. We do need to find ourselves. Like, this is a big breakup and we need to heal from this, and we're jumping right into the next bad relationship.
I mean, he's going to be fine. He's a fine rebound.
He's an okay, yes, he's an okay rebound.
He's an okay rebound.
I mean, we need to heal. We need to eat, pray, love some shit across Europe.
There's not going to be healing from this.
I know.
That's the issue. Some guy I knew in high school wrote, his post was so wild. 2020 goes down as the most corrupt election in history. Change my mind. And I was like, that is in bad faith. Clearly there's nothing I can do to change your mind. And also, like, you do not care about facts.
Right. Because it's not the most, there have been no most corrupt elections.
Right.
There might have been scandalous elections like the hanging chads in Florida, but like that legit is probably the most scandalous election.
I agree.
You know, there has never been a most corrupt election.
No, because we always, always, always have Democrat and Republican poll workers who both are, like, everywhere across the country, both of them are there to, like, make sure that everything goes smoothly. And that has always happened.
Yeah.
There's just not, the way we have things set up, there's just not the opportunity for somebody to cheat on a massive scale.
Yeah. Not on a massive scale. There are dead people that vote, yes. But, like, it's not 4 million dead people voting.
Right.
You know? It's a few thousand, maybe, and that isn't going to swing an election that has a 4 million vote difference.
Right.
You know? Right. And seriously, people, if we were going to rig something, we would have got fucking Mitch McConnell out of office.
There it is. Like,
shut the fuck up.
If we being the Dems, if leftists, they can't, I mean, Jesus Christ, they can't even get along among themselves to accomplish anything. Like, there's right. no way Democrats could steal an election. But if they could, three people would be out of a job right now.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Collins of Maine, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
McConnell.
All three of those fuckwads would be not in office anymore.
This pie, I don't know if the pie is too rich or if I just had too big of a swath. But man, this morning and right now, I get like 3/4 of the way through and I'm like, oh, I can't eat anymore. I'm getting diabetes.
Yeah.
That is pecan pie. It is literally nothing but like sugar and nuts.
I had one once that, like, I don't really normally like them because they're too sweet. But I had one once that was really nutty in flavor and not too sweet. Buttery too. And I was like, this is delightful. Why isn't this what pecan pie always is? Why? I want this to be it.
I actually lost count. I bought 4 Baby Yodas and shipped them to people the other day.
Did you? I kept on trying to be like, don't get it for Zelda because I'm getting her it for Christmas.
Yeah, no, I didn't get it for Zelda. Like, I was legit serious on that post. I was like, if you need this in your life, I will literally buy it for you.
I know that
was and I had a friend message she on the post. She was like, I need one. And I was like, send me your address. And she messaged me. She's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I'm fucking serious. She sent one to her and I sent one to Scott's cousin. One of her four kids. She messaged me, she's like, oh my God, Vivian's been wanting one of these. Would you really send her one? Aww. Like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, I'll send her one. She's like, oh my God, she got a fortune cookie that said she was going to get a special package this next week. Can you send it to her? I was like, yeah, fuck, that's I can.
Adorable. That's adorable.
Right? So I'm going to change a child's life. I'm going to change an adult's life. And another friend has two little girls and they've been wanting one. So I sent one to her.
Yeah, I was going to get Zelda the Rebel Girls book. Because that's like right up her alley. Like, right. She loves books. And she's like, the other day when I was there, she picked out the feminist ABCs for me to read to her.
Wonderful.
And then I finished the feminist ABCs and she goes, again.
Yeah, again.
Yeah. A is for activism.
I love it.
When I was talking to and I was talking to Catherine on my real birthday and saying I was going down to visit, she was like, you need to take crouton with you. And so I was like, okay. So I took crouton with me to visit Joe and Ashley. And like Zelda like carried her like a baby, him, crouton's a him. Mm-hmm. Zelda carried him like a baby and like gently shook him, mm-hmm. like, and like cuddled him. And I was like, well, shit.
Yeah. She needs one now.
So now I'm getting her one for Christmas.
Yeah.
He has been ordered.
Make sure you tell Ashley to pull out some newborn clothes for him.
Right. Do you like crouton star outfit?
Love it. It's so cute. Oh, I started crocheting that jacket.
Yeah, Shannon, get it.
It's a little big. I don't know how because I measured it around Sarah's fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it's still too wide, and it might be because the yarn I'm using is stretchy. So yeah. I keep trying to skip when I get back to my seam, to my start point. I try and skip a few loops to try and like shore it up, like to tighten it up a little bit. But I don't know if it's working. I can't tell if it's working or not. So I got about yay much. I got about 3 or 4 inches done, and I'm like, oh, do I start over or do I keep going and see where this journey takes me? So I loved your comment. You're like, I love that journey for you. I'm like, yes, I'm going on a crochet journey right now. It's a headband that fits my head.
Oh, good. Perfect.
I have no clue where this is going. I only know how to crochet in lines. And I just kind of fudged how to crochet in a circle. So
here she is being adorable, holding.
Aw, I love it.
Look at how sweet that is.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me, she's just like snuggling up to my crouton, which is, you know, she didn't want me to be there with her and kept telling me to leave. So.
Well, she had a crouton. Keep her company.
That was after she was done telling me to leave. I was, you know, sharing crouton to get her to like me. Although she just, you know, she doesn't like it when I'm at their house anymore. And she just probably doesn't remember that I used to do that every month when she was younger.
Yeah.
And then I didn't for, you know, 6 months of a pandemic. And now every time I'm there, she's like,
She'll be fine. She's so getting used to change. She's going back to daycare, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's like, weekend is my time with my mama and papa. And yeah. Like, you're crashing it. Get the F out of my house.
So I did get the most hilarious video of her of all time. So she's standing on like a little like bench and then her hands are on the windowsill, and she's sort of like wiggling her butt and back, yeah, and like
she's kind of twerking. Yeah,
kind of like twerking,
kind of twerking.
And I go, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "I'm just getting some moves. I'm just doing some tricks." And I can't stop watching it, and it makes me laugh so hard that I'm like, should I get a tattoo that says getting some moves, doing some tricks?
I think you should, actually. If, getting some moves, doing some tricks. I mean, are you just going to get the words tattooed on you? Or maybe, like, get a little booty, like a little baby booty, like it's shaken, and, like, tattoo it on the inside of the baby booty? I don't know.
There's, I mean, we have to think about it, you know,
yeah,
how this is going to look best. I mean, maybe there's a good screen grab. But I can, that I can get from the video where they sort of do like a stylized outline of her. That could be a possibility.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like the biggest fan of portraits.
No, but like cartoon, like a stylized, like.
Oh, okay. Like if you turned her into a cartoon, like a cartoon baby dancing on your body.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Use the
in her in a pink Velux, you know, sweatsuit.
Velux outfit, yeah. Just doing some moves. I'm just getting some moves. Just doing some tricks.
Getting some moves, doing some tricks.
Yeah, almost nobody understood her. You were the only person who wasn't like, what did she say? And I was like, right. Shan understands toddler.
Yeah. It is, we keep watching movies and Kristen Schaal, how do you say
her
last name? Schaal is in like literally everything we watch recently.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Literally, like you just hear her voice and Catherine's just like, Bob Burgers. Yeah. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Of course, Bob's. Scooby-Doo, we've been watching. Amphibia.
I love Amphibia.
Toy Story 4. What else? She's just been in, I feel like every time we turn on a cartoon, I hear her voice.
Yeah.
Oh, my girl's cashing checks.
It's funny because they also told her, like, when she was getting into acting, they were like, you look too weird and your voice is too weird. Like, you're never gonna make it in this industry. And then the first thing I ever saw her in was Flight of the Conchords, where she was the, like, so, you know, you always think of somebody in the first thing that they were in. H. John Benjamin, I think of as Coach McGurk forever and always. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter how many times I watch Archer or Bob's Burgers, like, that is Coach McGurk,
right?
And Kristen Schaal will always be the, like, stalker from Flight of the Conchords, because that's the first thing I saw her in.
I know I've seen her in other things before. I heard her in Bob's Burgers, but I mean, she's just like, you know, Bob's Burgers to me. But I know I knew of her before that. But yeah, she just has a really quirky, distinctive voice.
Yeah.
And it just, it goes real well with quirky, distinctive characters.
Especially cartoons. Like that.
Yes.
Cartoons are quirky and distinctive, you know?
Yes.
Like that is what they, that is the point. Like she's
right.
Really, she does a great job at being a voice actress.
Yes.
Same with Jenny Slate, like similarly.
Yes. You know? Yep. Yeah, Jenny Slate does different voices though, so it's hard to pick her out of a crowd. Kristen just tends to do her voice. Yeah,
I very often I'm like, is that Jenny Slate?
Yeah, I only you know, familiar with Jenny from Parks and Rec. I know she's been in other things, and I have seen her in other things, and I love her.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Oh, so she's been in a fuck ton of shit. I was going back to see what Kristen Schaal was in first. Mm-hmm. Like, what was her first acting? Like, she's been in a ton of shit.
Yes.
Like, even before, you know, like, she was in an episode of SVU. She was in, and you know, she was in an episode of Ugly Betty. Like, all of these things before she was even in
something long running.
Yeah, she was in How I Met Your Mother. But yeah, no, like I said, I knew her from Flight of the Conchords. So anyway, sorry. That was okay.
So what else is going on? Let's bring it back around to Thanksgiving. So
Thanksgiving.
Are you guys doing Joe and Ashley coming up to see you guys?
Yep. Joe and Ashley and Zelda are coming up here for a long weekend. I know this is such a like sad, terrible thing to say. I'm a horrible human and I'm going to hell. My cat is going to be so happy that the dog's not here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
but anyway, we are not going to Tennessee. And now my parents are not. After my mom already started purchasing the Thanksgiving dinner feast that she was going to take with her to Denny's.
She was going to drop. Does she always drive the food down?
No, sometimes. I don't know.
That seems like a wild idea.
We both brought food down last year. Like, Jenny split up the shopping list between us all. And I brought a bunch of food, and my mom brought a bunch of food, and then we still had to go shopping and get a bunch of food. So
I am making too much this year.
I hope you're making 4 pies. You best be still making 4 pies.
Yeah. Okay. So I told Shannon this story that we didn't talk about this on the podcast, did we?
I thought we did.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. Recap for everyone.
Recap for everybody. So my mom was making pumpkin pie. I'm trying to do reduced gluten so that I don't get heartburn. So I wanted to do gluten-free pie. And then Ashley likes pecan pie, so she normally brings one because my mom doesn't make those. My mom only makes fruit pies. And then my brother and I love that chocolate chess pie that you also love.
Yes, love chess pie.
It's fucking good.
It's fucking delicious. And her mom's like, that's too much pie. And I'm like, no, it is not too much pie. That is the exact right amount of pie for 6 people. 4 pies, 6 people. Everyone gets a tiny slice. It is like a dessert buffet.
Yeah.
And her mom is trying to make 4 pies not happen.
She is.
I'm very much against this plan.
All right. So I talked to Ashley while I was down there. And Ashley goes, I wasn't going to bring pecan pie this year. Like there's not that many people. That's effort. Why would I do that effort? I don't
need it. Because it's your pie, because you want it. And that's the special pie you want for Thanksgiving. Right. I'm a firm believer that everyone should have the goddamn pie they want on Thanksgiving.
Well, Ashley didn't seem as invested in it.
Okay.
So I told my mom that we're only doing pumpkin pie and gluten-free pumpkin cheesecake. And I lied and I'm still going to buy the chess pie.
And I lied. And we're still getting the best pie.
I mean, one of the things that, like, Ashley would go to this fancy pie place and get a bunch of pies, and she'd bring the pecan pie up for Thanksgiving because that's what she wanted, and then bring the rest back home for Thanksgiving. And then she would have the pies that she bought and then also like leftover pecan pie. And so like it was a whole like Thanksgiving / whatever pie thing. And she was like, there's no Thanksgiving. Nobody's coming to Thanksgiving. Like, I'm not going to do the pie thing because that's effort and I don't need to be doing that.
We are in pandemic fatigue, so I get it. Like, that's the emotion. She does not have emotional capital for extra pie this year.
Right. Although.
But I'm still here for it.
If when I go to Plum, they also have mini pecan pie.
You're fucking getting her one, of course.
You best believe I am getting her. And what am I doing with these pies, Shannon? I will tell you. I am hiding them in my room so that my mother can come.
Just gonna magically appear on the counter at dessert time.
Yeah, precisely that. Anyone who thinks I'm joking does not know me very well.
Well, don't lose them and don't sit on them, hiding them in your room.
Right, correct. So let's see.
That's
when
how you get ants.
That's how you. Do you want ants?
Because that's how you get ants.
I got my hairs cut the day before my birthday.
It's adorable. I love it. I'm here for it.
I hate the back. I need it to grow out for another month. She took way too much. Like, you are right. When I look at my face, I'm like, God damn, this is cute. And then I will see a picture or, in the bathroom where I can see the two mirrors and I see the side slash back and I'm like,
I love it. I think it's great.
Well, I'm glad that you like it. I like it too. I think I look cute. I saw this Instagram girl and she did it all these different ways. So she had a very similar-ish cut to this. I showed my hairstyle lady. I was like, I want it to be like this so it can style all the ways. Because she does it curly sometimes. I tried to do it curly today and it's fallen out a lot. But I did. It was curly and it was cute. And then she also slicks it down, and I've done some slick down. And then I also did my classic swoopy.
Yeah.
Like, there's options and I like it. I like that there's styling options with this guy. So that was fun. Birthday, my friend from childhood, who I know hers and her sister's birthdays, because I've known them since I was so young that I remember both of their birthdays. So I got the haircut and I posted it on Facebook and she goes, oh, is this birthday hair?
Yes, bitch, it is. Yes, queen.
She fucking remembered and knew. She called me out. She knew. Yeah. She had my number. Yeah. But that was sweet and nice and cute and fun. And so let's see what else is good and interesting. I had a fucking terrible day today.
Yeah.
I was in the worst goddamn mood all day. And let me tell you, talking to you and just having our girlfriend night, I feel so much better. I feel so good. I was so cranky all day. So yesterday I'm at work and my mom texts me and says, I bought a new car. I'm taking your car to get detailed tomorrow at 4:30. Now, Shannon, what is the inside of my car like?
Do you really want me to describe the inside of your car to everyone?
I mean, all you have to say is the inside of a trash can.
It looks like a homeless person lives in your car.
It does look like that.
Like all your belongings are in it and yes. There's only room for you in the driver's seat.
I can make room for passengers. My car is not so bad that the front seat is unsittable. Like I can definitely normally make the room for a passenger.
Like, I'd be kind of afraid to get in your car. Like, I would get in your car, but I would not be surprised if something alive ran across my feet or I found takeout that had been accidentally left in there for 4 months. So
I definitely threw something out that was much older than that. I was like, I don't know what this is. It is very sticky. It is just going in the garbage. Like, I don't know what it is and I don't care. And I don't know. No. So I spent an hour yesterday cleaning and I was like, that was great. That was a great start. I did a great job. And then I woke up early.
Oh, wait, I need you to back up for everyone to hear what you just said again. You spent an hour and.
Yeah, that was a great start.
That was a great start.
Yeah, that was a great start.
Let me put it into perspective. If I spent an hour cleaning my car, it would be cleaned and probably 50% detailed.
Yeah.
Cleaned out and I started the detail work.
Right, right.
So just to bring that up to everyone's speed. Mm-hmm.
I thought that I was in pretty good shape. So then today, it took another hour and a half to finally get all of the items cleared out of the car. The car, this is just decluttering still. I have not yet started cleaning, actually.
I can't even, are you sure you want people to know this?
I can delete this. I can go back and delete this.
No, it's fine. I am always like that in my cars. I can't stop living out of my car. I don't know how to stop living out of my car. I literally texted my friend and said, I don't know how I haven't died of an infection. That's what I said. How am I still alive?
Like just from cleaning your car?
Just from
just in general from being inside of it.
Being inside of it all the time. As I was faced with the horrors of my actions.
Well, you know, you're up to date on all your vaccines. So that's probably one of the reasons.
Part of why, yeah. Yeah. I also thought I was going to drive this car into the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, I did not think that I was ever going to sell it. Like, there is some horrifying milkshake stains on the back seat. Like, there is some shit. There is some shit in there that nobody wants to deal with or see. So,
yeah we'll see what the retailers can do.
So, you don't have to guess how many bags of, like, you don't have to split it up, but how many total garbage bags of trash and things I wanted to keep. How many garbage bags of stuff total came out of my car?
Are these standard kitchen size white garbage bags or are these black oversized yard bags?
I mean, they're not the size
of yard bags. You have to physically answer. People can't see you nod.
I know. But I was about to answer. I was going to say, it's not as large as a yard bag. Like the yard bags are even bigger. But it's the big black bag size.
Big black bag.
Yeah.
From the garage.
Yeah.
How many did Maggie pull out of her car?
Yeah.
But we're all inclusive, like shit I'm keeping and trash.
Correct.
8.
5.
5.
5. 5. 2 trash, 3 keep.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit to keep and go through. Are you actually going to go through it?
I mean, yeah, stuff in it I actually need.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a somewhat method to my madness about stuff, you know? Like, I had masks on my front seat. They just went in the back. So I definitely need to go get my masks back out at some point.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever. There are many things that were in there that like I will need again and soon. That's just the one that's on the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. We cleaned Catherine's room this weekend. She actually did a really good job herself doing a majority of it. And Scott had to be brought in for reinforcements to, you know, bring it home. But we went to dance last week and she couldn't find her dance shoes. So we had put her jazz shoes and her ballet shoes and a little purse and a little go bag that was going to be her dance bag. All right, Catherine, keep your dance stuff in your dance bag. Don't lose it.
Yeah.
We found the bag. So last week we couldn't go to dance. Catherine, where are your shoes? I don't know. Well, where's your dance bag? I don't know. So we go into her bedroom, which is a total disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like I have a freak out and I'm like, this is why we can't have those things. And like you do, I actually thought to like sage her room because of all the negativity I released upon it this last weekend. I know
that's very thoughtful of you.
Now that it's a nice clean space, I just want it to be clean and positive for her.
Yeah.
We still didn't find the goddamn shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Clean bedroom, don't know where the shoes are. So I'm like, well, you're literally going to go to dance barefoot until you find your shoes. So enjoy ballet jazz barefoot. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect.
Because I know you can do it. So I don't care.
Oh. Is she embarrassed? Is she upset about it?
No. She's like, okay, whatever. Mm. All right.
When I was that age, I would have been horrified. I would have been like, no!
Yeah.
I can't have different for everybody else.
Yeah. No, I think she thinks she's cool.
I think she thinks she is cool because she wouldn't barefoot. I went in barefoot.
So today was supposed to be jogging day, but because my mother did not talk to me at all about like, what's your schedule like this week? When might you need a car? She just is like, I'm taking your car in for detailing. Good fucking luck with your life.
If we lived in Manhattan, that would not be a problem because there's Uber and lots of public transportation. But out in the middle of Dexter, Michigan, not so much.
I don't even live in the middle of Dexter. I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
The only places that deliver out here are the two pizza places that are in downtown Dexter that deliver to all Dexter mailing addresses. Yeah. That is like nobody else delivers to me. They're all like, that's too far out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get delivery. You can't get an Uber. Like I live so far out in the middle of nowhere. Jesus fuck. I was just so mad. I cried so much today.
It was a bad day. But you're glad you're here. You're here. You're more happy. You're excited. You're relaxed.
Oh. So more drama too. So remember 2 years ago when my muffler fell off my car?
Sure.
It fell off on the way home from your house and I called you and I was like scream crying. You thought it was very funny. Because it was just like dragging on the ground. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. It's horrible. I don't know what to do. So I took my muffler. I made my dad tie it back to the car with a coat hanger. And I took it into the muffler place in Ann Arbor. And I got like a whole new one. And it cost me like $550 to get the muffler set up.
I might have been laughing so hard because I had also gone through a similar issue with my own muffler. So... proceed. Yeah.
That's so scary. So 2 years ago, I paid for a new muffler. Recently, my car has been loud as fuck. So there is like an issue with this muffler that is 2 fucking years old.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents are like, you need to contact the muffler place. And the muffler place goes, well, I mean, usually it's a year warranty. Like you can bring it in and we can see what, you know,
Right.
So I'm like, you're not going to do shit for me. I can already tell by your attitude. And then my dad was like, well, you know, it does say that like the mufflers themselves are guaranteed for life. So it, you know, like they have a lifetime warranty for the actual muffler part. Mm-hmm. So if it's that specific part, then like you'll get that replaced. But if it's any other part of the whole like setup.
System, yeah.
Right.
Because it's made from like cheap metal and you live on a dirt road. And it's Michigan, so that means lots of snow and
salt
and water, which just eats through that, you know, that tin like right. It's fucking butter. So
I like a
goddamn flesh eating bacteria. That's
I do love eating butter.
Yeah.
So and then my dad was like, so if it's that, you'll just have to pay for labor. And I was like, I'm not paying for shit. We're selling this car as a junker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying to fix the fucking muffler.
You deb no. Like, you don't fix up a car to sell it. Like, when it's a junker, you sell it as a junker.
That car has 250,000 miles in it. I can put my foot through it in various places where it's rusting. I'm not paying to fix the goddamn muffler.
And if you want it fixed, you can pay for it since you are selling it. Not my choices. You are making choices for me and I'm not having it.
I'm not. I'm trapped at home. Because they made choices for me. Yeah. It was not fun. It was really stressful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, anything fun going on?
Let's see. Well, so I got back from Joan Ashley's and I had a ton more presents. So that was delightful. What a delight.
Yay, birthday presents.
Yeah. And then today my mom was like, you have one more present. And I was like, ooh. And she was like, you better be excited about it. And so I open the present and it's a turkey cookie cutter. And I'm like, aw, because I've been saying that, like, I really wanted my grandma's turkey cookie cutter.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this one's like old. And my mom was like, you don't recognize that? And I was like, no. And she was like, it's grandma's. And I was like, no, it's not. Grandma's is a metal turkey cutter and it's turkey cookie cutter. It's a metal cookie cutter and it's much bigger than this one. So apparently my mom called my grandma's neighbor, asked her to go through my grandma's house and find the turkey cookie cutter. And the one she found is not the one I wanted.
Aw, that's funny. That's so sweet and funny.
I know.
So they went through her Florida house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so she and my grandpa were always down there, like, around Halloween. And so,
right.
Like, where she was when she made cookies was in that house.
Right.
So, there is a large metal turkey cookie cutter somewhere.
That's funny. Aww.
I know. I was like, oh, that's cute. But I, like, wasn't geek. If it had been the large metal one, I would have been like,
you would have known.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What my mom was expecting. But instead, I was just like, oh, that's cute.
Where'd you find this? Etsy?
Yeah. Like, I thought she got it used.
Go to the antique store and find it.
Right. That's what I thought.
Like, trying to replace grandma's for me.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was cute. But, like, it's so sweet that my mom called the lady and the lady mailed it. Like, all of that is so sweet. And it wasn't the right one.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
Such a thing.
Maybe the metal one is gone. Who knows? Yeah. My grandma was crazy. She used to do stuff and get rid of stuff all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it broke and she got rid of it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Do you have an internet thing of the week? I have a thing for us to do in the future. It's a meme. It was it's a list of jingles from the 80s.
Yeah.
So commercial jingles, like, finish this jingle. I'm kind of excited to do it with you.
That's fun. That'll be fun.
Coming up.
All right. So I've got two internet things of the week. Neither of them are spectacular. So let's hope that together they make a good one. My special talent is assuming our friendship is a burden on you and you dread hearing from me. So then I stop talking to you and to ease the load and ruin what we had. You're welcome. Me. Doctor, it hurts when I go like this. Doctor, you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there being alive. Me. Exactly.
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 It hurts to be alive.
It hurts. Hurts. I'm just sitting here functioning and it hurts. So those were my things. Dude, we barely talked content.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time on birthday and Thanksgiving. And
well, what we said the plan was, birthday and Thanksgiving.
I don't even think we covered all of that.
So you guys, real quick, don't go to Thanksgiving. Don't do it. There yep. It is.
There's the recommendations are... If you're gathering inside 10 people and under, only 2 households, please wear your mask while in the household. Unless you're already part of your germ circle, like Maggie and her family are really good about being, like, just keeping to themselves. Yeah. Her family, not so much. So
We're in a pod.
I feel like I'm probably podded up with my parents by now, too, since we've been over there weekly watching football. Mm-hmm. So, and they haven't been doing too much. But yeah, just be safe. Wash your hands. If you're serving food, please wear gloves. If you're cooking food, wear a mask and gloves. Like, just be safe. Like, just germs are gross. Keep them to yourself.
Yeah. Don't make poor choices.
Try not to kill your friends.
Try not to kill your friends or family.
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, I started finally watching the final season of The 100. It's fine. I'm not here or there about it, but I do feel like I've committed to this show over many years, so I do need to finish it. And then I started watching the most recent season of The Crown, and it is good. And apparently it is the first season. So like, for the most part, nobody's really said anything about it except to be like, that's not very real. But apparently Prince Charles's friends are pissed about this season. So
his friends are pissed?
Yeah.
Why? Because like it highlights his affair with Camilla before he married Diana?
No, I mean, they talk about that in the previous season. No, I don't really know what his friends are pissed about, but they have come out and been like, this is not even close to accurate. This is blah, blah, blah. This is basically slander. Everybody knows that The Crown is fictionalized.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think that it's a documentary, you're a ding dong.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a fictionalized imagining of what we think has happened with Elizabeth's life.
Right. Yeah.
That. Probably based on documents and real stories, but like the interpersonal relationships and shit. Like, we all know Charles is a boob.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's
things that they make look certain ways so that it is more interesting for TV. They mm-hmm. always do that. Like the show, the movie Hidden Figures, which was amazing. And everybody should watch it. Like, they've just all of the ladies' stories, they compress into the same timeline so that it makes sense to be a movie when one of the ladies really went through her struggles like years before the other two did.
Right. They did the same thing with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Correct.
Like, they had to condense the timeline to make sense into a movie. The thing about that movie is it was like approved by the band members.
Yeah.
And it actually took like 20 years to make, but that's beside the point. But yes, you do things in movies to make, to smoosh it together and make sense and have a storyline.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think Charles is ever going to be king. Like, I don't even know why. I don't even know why he's still in line for the throne. Like, his divorce was supposed to end that. And then he went and married his lover anyway. So like, double strikes against him, and like three, like, let your son be king. Like, you're gonna be king and you're gonna last 5 years before you die. Your mother your mother is most likely gonna outlive you, so just give it to your son.
Live forever.
I think she doesn't want him to have it and wants her grandson to be king, and I think she is stubborn enough to outlive her own son just so that won't happen. Those English matriarchs, man, they are stubborn bitches.
Yeah.
All right. I come from a long line of them. Anyway, we're wrapping it up.
Wrapping like it up like a
thick peanut butter dick.
Peanut butter dick time. All right. Find us on the internet places and listen to us places. At That More Thing, because that is the name of the podcast that you are listening to right this minute. And then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 257 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.
Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you.